Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sister's Place Entertainment Showcase. This is Latrice Carter with the Author Spotlight, and today I have joining me Unoma Wancor. Welcome, love.
Thank you, Latrice. How are you?
I am doing well. How you doing in Atlanta?
I'm excited
beautiful
to be
Atlanta.
Here. It is wonderful. The weather is nice, but the pollen will not let me be great. But I am a child of God, so I'm going to be great regardless.
That's right. Amen. I miss Atlanta. Oh. Well, tell us about, you have a new novel that's coming out April 7th titled In the Dark. Tell us about that.
Yes. So In the Dark actually is my first nonfiction book. So it is my first, it is a look into Jeremiah 29. And in, as you know, in Jeremiah 29, the Babylonians, Jews were in Babylon because they were being held exiled in Babylonia. So they were there, and they were in a period of darkness. They wanted to go home, but God said, okay, for your disobedience, you have to stay here for a while. So that he told Jeremiah, go tell them that this is where they have to stay, and while they are here, do X, Y, Z. So it kind of mirrored my real life, because my real life, there's sometimes where I talk about in the book my personal story, how I suffered a serious illness that landed me in the hospital. And at that time, when I was facing my own mortality, I actually had to examine my life. How many times had God told me to do this and I have wavered along the wayside because it got hard? How many times have I taken my hand off the plow because I got to a situation where it was just not working in my favor? So I'm like, well, probably God didn't mean that. Let me go this other way. So there are many times in my life, a long period of time, where I was just a functioning Christian. You knew about God, but you didn't trust him to take care of you. So I waddled through life. I went to church, went to Sunday school, came back. I mean, I could tell you the verses in the Bible, but did I actually believe him? So that's why In the Dark is In the Dark, Confident Expectations for Today and Tomorrow. It is a book of hope. It is a book that journeys you through Jeremiah 29, and not with the idea of he has a plan that he knows for me. You know how we Christians, we love to quote from certain parts of the Bible, but we don't have to take it all in context. We just quote it to make sure it suits us at that time, but we don't look at it in the context. He was talking to a group of people that were in the wilderness. Sometimes we're in our own mental wilderness where we're just going through life with no destination. We are just going through life hopeless and in despair. And Christians that are born and washed of the blood of Jesus Christ should not be hopeless. That is, it does not go together. They don't go together. So this book kind of journeys through that. It tells you what God told Jeremiah to tell the people to do. And I have coined an acronym from it. So we are supposed to be light. That means that we have no days off, whether we're in a bad period or anything. We're supposed to be the light of the world. So this book shows you how to glow in the dark. How can we be light if we dim every time that we are faced with a challenging situation? We cannot, we cannot show others who our Father is if every wave that comes along the way pushes us from center. The storms are meant to prune us, to train us. Those detours are there for a reason. Your pain, there's purpose in it. But we will never know the fulfillment, the fullness of it, if we do not hold on. So In the Dark is that book. It tells you how to walk. It tells you it doesn't matter whether, how to glow while you're in this wilderness state. You don't know what God's game plan is, but you're going to trust him regardless and glow. And that is what In the Dark is about.
Ooh, beautiful. I mean, you summed it up. Questions two and the second two questions that I had, but I just want to expand on it. So, yes, you did. You hit it on and you nailed it.
It is funny because I had a talk with a group of women this morning, and I was just talking about In the Dark, and I just kept going. And they were like, oh, preach. And I said something. I said, when I get in my purpose and my passion, it's like an out-of-body experience. And my purpose is to make sure I push women through stuff. Sometimes we can feel that we're not going to make it because we have past mistakes, insecurities, doubts, fear. No, my job is to push you past stuck, back into purpose so that you can walk in your destiny. That is what I was here to do.
Amen. Amen. All right, now. So how would you describe your journey to writing? Because I know everyone's journey is different when they start writing.
Yes. My journey, and it's so funny, all these questions are exactly what I talked about this morning. So my journey is, I think it's a little bit different, Latrice. And let me tell you how. I always knew I could write, right? Because my mom, when I was little, she would give me, like, if she goes to a meeting, she would give me her minutes and tell me to put it together in a nicer way. And I would do things like that. So I always knew I could write. I could tell stories. I wrote in a journal all through my teen years. But fear kept me back. And my husband always used to tell me, he says, you got everybody in the world's novel. Like my husband, he knows Rhonda Dyke by name. He knows Pat Simmons by name. He knows Brenda Jackson by name because he sees all those books. So he says, okay, where is yours? And I keep saying, I don't know now whether I can do this. And then he says, you can. And it was not just him. It was, you know how you see the signs everywhere. But this is one thing, though. If you do not take that sign that God is giving you, you're not listening. Okay, I'm going to knock you over the head. So I used to write this little blog. And I said, okay, 300 words, that's just cool. No commitment. I couldn't care less. If people read it, I'm obeying. But was I really obeying, though? Well, I was not.
Right.
So I think in 2012, I got on this plane, and I was actually going to Ohio for a conference. And in the plane right there, I think we took off, not even 20 minutes after we took off, I had a huge, my chest, it was like it was swelling, right? And they had me on the floor, and I could hear the attendant shouting, who's the doctor in this plane, and blah, 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 blah. And everything that was flashing through me says, if I met God today, would he tell me, well done? That was the only thing flashing through my mind. We got through to Ohio on the tarmac. There was an ambulance waiting. I ended up staying in intensive care for a week and a half. During that week, when I faced my own mortality, I said, okay now. Okay. If I'm there, it's just going to be me and him. He's going to be like, okay, I told you to do this. Did you do this? Did you do? And that is what pushed me into, okay, now I'm better. I need to get about the business of doing what he told me to do because nobody knows tomorrow. And that is exactly how I got into writing. I'm telling you, I've always done it, but now I'm going to let my light shine. I'm going to take that gift and take it from the ground where I've buried it and write and let's see. And this is something for your audience to know. When you start to move in God's direction, where you cannot go anymore, he will find somebody that will open a way for you to keep going. But you've got to get up and move. And I met Rhonda. From there, it has just been a story that I can't even imagine. I've been on USA Today. I've been on many African blog posts. I've won awards. I just cannot even fathom it. But God in his goodness and his mercy has revealed to me, you've been sitting on this all this time. Now see what I got for you. And I'm like, yes, Lord, I see you.
Ooh, that's powerful. That is so powerful. I love it. I truly love it. What would you want a message to be to our audience, the readers, once they've picked up In the Dark? What do you want them to walk away with?
I want them to walk away that no matter whatever situation they're facing, there's hope. As far as they're breathing, there is hope. Their faith cannot work if they do not have hope. Everybody talks faith and love, but I don't think we sit down and talk about hope. Hope is that confident expectation. You're waking up every day and knowing that his promises will come to pass in your life. They may not look like the other person's promise, but yours, the one that he has for you, will come to pass in your life. That is what I want people to walk away with, no matter what situation. And it does not have to be perfect. The mandate God gave us is purpose. He did not say perfection.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love that. Absolutely. Who are some of your favorite authors that have inspired you over the years, because every author has a favorite writer that they love. Can you name a couple?
Oh yeah. Well, we got all. Well, no. Let me go back. So first, I think my first author, I will say the two of them are actually Brenda Jackson and the late Frances Ray. I think I have everything that they've written. So, because I didn't know Christian fiction existed, believe it or not, until I mm-hmm. read a book by Kendra, I think her name is Holmes now, by Kendra. I read her book, and I'm like, oh, my God, so people can write about faith and romance and fiction? Let me check this out, because I know I'm a romance junkie. And that's how I got mm-hmm. Pat and Rhonda and Sherry. And so my favorite is Pat. Me and her, we go together. So that's my big sis. And so Pat Smith is my favorite. Rhonda, Sherry, there's so many that have inspired me. But Pat is someone that takes time out of her day and makes sure that I'm straight. New author. Mm-hmm. I write with a different flair. So I don't just write fiction and romance with a Christian flair. I write my African stuff is in there. So she just makes sure I'm doing okay. I know where to go. I know how to go. My readers call my work a fusion of faith, romance, and African spice. So, hey.
I love that. That's right. I love that. When I read that on your website, I was like, oh, I love that. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That is beautiful. So what advice can you give an aspiring writer and our first-time authors when it comes to trying to get into the world of literature?
Well, to get into, I will always say research, network.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the saying that says that you reap what you sow is so true. Before I even knew that I was going to be an author, I'm telling you, I used to live in Barnes & Nobles. Borders. I would stay there, and I would buy almost everything, and I would review, and I sowed seeds. So when I actually saw on social media, I networked. I recommended their book. So you network. You network with good intention. You can't just pop on the people. So you network, and by the time you network, you will be seen. Today I get inboxes, and I have not known you from a can of paint, but I'm told about a story or something. I'm like, no, now, come on now, let's go back. So you have to network. However, your craft is really important. You have to know what your craft is. You have to know storyteller and an author, two different things. An author is a business, kind of, because you are doing it. You're not just writing. You're trying to sell it, market it, and everything, right? You have to know your craft. So you have to know what that is. And then you have to be confident in your voice. You can be. It's okay to admire people. Like I told you, I admire Pat. But when you pick up Pat's book and you pick up mine, you will see that there's a huge difference in the two. But I admire her.
Yes.
You can admire people, but you have to walk your own journey. There's only one of them, like there's only one of you. So you have to be confident in your craft. You can't just say, okay, I'll sound like somebody in the first chapter. In the second chapter, I probably just mix this and this together. You'll get lost in the mix. And when you try to be someone else, you will never be passionate about talking about it because you're mixing a whole lot of people up. Just be you.
Absolutely.
And God will do the rest. He's the one that waters the plants. We just plant. He waters.
That's right. Absolutely. So what else is coming down the pipeline for you for the rest of 2017? What you got going on outside of the release of In the Dark on April 7th.
In the Dark releases next week, Friday. I am so excited. People that pre-order the book before next week, Friday, they will get a free prayer journal. So that's the printed copy. If you order the printed copy, you'll get a free prayer journal in next week, Friday. However, after In the Dark, within the dark, and it's so funny how when you say, okay, I'm going to just do this little thing, God, in obedience, and he was like, no, do this too, then do this and do that and do that. So the Holy Spirit has just been ministering to me. This is my, although I'm a fiction writer, but right now this is my divine message I have to get out. So with that, I launched my podcast on February 21st, and it's called Anchor Talk. And like Hope Anchors mm-hmm. the Soul, my podcast is simply to give you a quick burst of inspiration to anchor you and tell you that it's okay. It is okay. Be anchored in God. Things will work out in the end. So it's on iTunes, and I am launching a brand new personal brand, which is called Living a Life of Expectancy. And what that is okay. about is going to have courses. I'm going to do webinars. I'm going to do master classes. And all these are around you fighting fear, killing doubt, pushing past adversity, and being able to recognize what you've been called to do and walk in it at any stage. So are you just starting? I can help you out. Are you in the middle thinking about what to do? I can help you out. Are you almost at the finish line but things are getting kind of bad? I can help you out because I am pushing you past your stagnation into your purpose so that you can get to destiny. So that is what I'm doing right now. And I think later on this year, the third book of my series will come out, which is Mended with Love.
Okay.
And I'll be in North Carolina in October. And I think I have a books and brunch here in Atlanta on the 22nd of this month. So, yeah, I got
okay.
a whole lot of things going on, Latrice. I'm trying to keep it together.
Okay.
But when he leaves,
well,
I
know
that you'll give me strength. I know that.
Yes,
so
he will. Yes, he will. Well, I hope to see you in July at the Black Essence, what is it, the Black Excellence Award. That's in July
okay.
by Ella. Yes, I will be there. So I'm hoping I get to see you.
Okay, we'll try and make that work.
Yes. So how can our audience find you, follow you on social media, and keep in contact with you to stay on top of
okay.
your projects?
Okay, so my full name is my website. So unomawankor.com. That's our website. If you go to my website, you'll see all my social media information. But just in case you don't want to go there, my first initial, which is U, and my last name is where you can find me on any social media platform. I try to keep it uniform since it's kind of unique. So my first
mm-hmm.
name and my first initial and my last name is where you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Those are the main ones. You can find me anywhere else, but those are the main ones, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. UWankor, and then my blog is unomawankor.com.
Okay. Oh, well, it has been a pleasure sitting here talking to you today. I am definitely
going
to order In the Dark today so I can get my friend going. Yes. And I strongly encourage all of my readers and my listeners to go ahead and pre-order In the Dark, which comes out April 7th next week. It is so worth
yes.
it. It was such a pleasure talking to you. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, thank you, Latrice, for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you are so welcome. Well, you have a beautiful afternoon. Enjoy that sunshine.
You too.
Stay out there pollen.
I am trying. I'm taking the kids to the movies now, so we are just going to stay inside and just be great regardless.
All right. Greatness is best. Hey,
yes.
God is good all the time. Well, have a good one. That's it, everyone. Sister Splace is signing out our author spotlight with Unoma Wankor. Thank you, darling.
Thank you. Bye-bye, everyone.
All right, then. Bye-bye.